Could I mention another really interesting thing about this study that I kind of didn't realize right away that I thought was pretty interesting was that they scoped everybody to make sure they didn't have varices before they got in the trial, correct?
That is correct. So there was a, I believe about 8 or 9 years ago, there was actually a single agent study using bevacizumab in HCC, which was done, I believe, in New York, was reported in the JCO. And that study actually started, and they had some bleeding issues in this patient population. And then they basically required every patient to undergo endoscopy just to prevent this, which is something obviously that we have to look out for this patient population because of the portal hypertension, low platelet count, and cirrhosis, which is associated with varices. So that's why you have to watch out when you are going to use this in the future.
So when we were discussing this at a recent meeting, somebody in the audience said, well, what about the TKIs? I mean, is there an increased incidence of, I mean, you don't scope people before you start sorafenib. Is there an increased incidence of bleeding?
No, there isn't. We actually published this. We looked at this because we also studied some vascular targeting agents in the past. And we looked at the bleeding events in comparison to renal cell cancer because a lot of the drugs are being used both in HCC. Sorafenib is being used in renal and HCC. And it appears to be not significantly higher. But, you know, you want to play safe. And if you have patients with clear signs of portal hypertension, low platelet count, I think it's a good idea to make sure that the patient doesn't require either bending or medication treatment.
That's interesting. Do you have any idea what fraction of patients who were scoped were found to have asymptomatic varices and got kicked out of the study? I'm most curious how often that happens.
No, I don't know how often that happens. I can tell you from our own experience, you know, it really depends on how strict you are with your inclusion criteria. And, you know, my fear is now with the data out, and I'm going to talk about the data in a second, you know, this is going to go into standard of care. And what are we going to do in standard of care? We've got to be honest. A lot of the patients that we see in standard of care are not perfect trial patients. What is the issue in HCC? A lot of these patients have liver cirrhosis, and they may actually not have a child A, but, you know, they may have a borderline B or a good child B, and they may have severe portal hypertension. And, you know, once we get into this point, I think we really have to make sure that these patients will not suffer from bleeding because these bleedings can be very bad in this patient population.
So even in someone with no sign of portal hypertension, normal platelet counts, you still think before getting Bev they should be scoped?
No, I think, you know, you need signs of portal hypertension.
Okay.
And, you know, it's very easy. You just have to look at the platelet count.